Last year's earthquake in Bam, Iran, may serve as another warning of the special dangers of earthquakes in developing countries. More than 26,000 people were killed in Bam by an earthquake measuring 6.6. Scientists blame increasing numbers of earthquake fatalities in developing countries on poor building construction and urban population growth. Ross Stein is a geophysicist with the U.S. Geological Survey in Menlo Park, California.
The quality of construction has an enormous impact on the potential loss of life. Before about 1950, a given earthquake of one size would do about the same amount of damage in the developed and undeveloped world. But since that time, we have left the undeveloped world behind, such that the loss of life and the amount of damage is typically 10 times higher in poor countries than richer countries.
Is there a particularly vulnerable foreign city that you would call our attention to?
At the top of the list would be Tehran, Iran, Istanbul in Turkey, Islamabad, Pakistan, Kabul, Afghanistan, and Managua, Nicaragua. Almost all of these cities have more than 4 million people living in them and high earthquake risks.
And as more is known about forecasting earthquakes, are authorities taking heed of those forecasts?
That's a very tough question. I work extensively in Istanbul because we have seen a progression of large earthquakes running down the North Anatolian Fault over the last 60 years, and because a large earthquake occurred in 1999, just 60 miles away. But at the same time, all of the development pressures of a country like that converge. Consider, for example, that in a city like Istanbul, the vast majority of the people who arrive are coming with nothing, and they're just cutting down trees and building tents. And the next year, they replace that tent with a shed. And the next year, they start mixing concrete, and they build a one-story building. And the building keeps growing and growing until suddenly you've got a six-story, shaky building. Not only has there been no building code involved, there's been no engineer, there's been no architect, nobody's even purchased land. And so suddenly you want to come in and say, but wait a minute, you're not building to code. So you really have to address the reason why people are pouring into these cities in the first place before you can simply say, oh, we just have to build better. We do have to build better, but we also have to give people the means, the understanding by which people recognize that the additional building cost to build well is worthwhile.
Is there any foreign city that has responded in a positive way to the threat of an impending earthquake?
Istanbul has made great strides. They are beginning to think about how to sustain the infrastructure or emergency response capability. They put seismometers on the seafloor near the major fault so that a signal can come back to the city some 10 or 20 seconds before the earthquake strikes to provide some kind of immediate warning when that great earthquake takes place. So there are signs, and there are plenty of people in these countries who recognize what could happen and could see the potential of doing something.
Hard to think what you'd do if 10 or 20 seconds to do something.
Amazingly, in any kind of modern city, there's a lot that can be done. Mexico City has this system in place, and so does Tokyo. And California should, but we don't. And the answer is that you drop nuclear fuel rods, you pull fire trucks out of garages, you open emergency doors in factories, you close valves for toxic chemicals. When you start to go down to the list, you could see that you could save hundreds of thousands of lives by a well-designed system that automatically takes us into account.
Well, Mr. Stein of the U.S. Geological Survey, thanks very much.
You bet.